Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
Man, these prophetic words. If you missed our previous programs, we are loosing prophetic word after prophetic word. And the word from God is like, it's like water in a dry desert land. When God speaks, all of a sudden streams begin to flow in your spirit, right?
Yeah.
It's exciting.
It's important to have faith and to come into agreement, but you can't come into agreement if you don't have faith. You know, you're going to be faith with God's word.
Man, you're not as excited as I am. I'm very excited about this. You're normally very excited. It's exciting.
I'm excited.
Remember where we came from?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes.
What is Hank talking about right
Listen,
here?
Hank is going to release this word about same-day blessing, and he talks about...
Wow, same.
Same day. Okay. Same day, because, you know, these doors have been slamming shut for a lot of us, but this is the year of the open door, and this is the year of just blessings.
When you say it too, it's like so often we're just like, okay, I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to wait.
Oh, yeah.
Could be 20 years, could be 10 years, could be 5 years. What you're saying is that the sower's overtaken the reaper, that they're going to be together. You're going to ask.
And you're going to receive.
Right then.
It's like now
that
faith,
moment.
Right now.
Lord, let it be. Let's listen to Hank.
You know, last night, I was awake in the middle of the night, and I kept thinking, I didn't know where I was at. I kept hearing door after door after door after door slamming, and I knew it wasn't where I was staying because it was very quiet. And the Lord said, no, this is where people have been, where it seems like there's been one door after another door after another door after another door that has been slamming shut. Doors, you've been wanting a new house, you've been wanting some things with occupation. It just seems like door after door is slamming shut. But this is a different year, and here's why it is. The Lord spoke to me very clearly, and I want you to hear this. He said, go back to my first miracle. He said, the first miracle that I performed, he said, is what I'm doing right now. And notice that he saved the best wine for now. And in fact, the governor of the feast said this, said, you saved the best for now. Now, Jesus' first miracle started in the now manifestation. He took something from one state of water and brought it into supernatural. This is what I release over you right now. The same day blessing that Jesus told us we can pray, give us this day, our daily bread now. So, Lord God, I declare that every door that has been slamming shut, I command in the name of Jesus that it now opens now, same day for the people, whatever their needs are, whatever it is that they're crying out for. There's a pilot that you keep having doors slammed shut. It's going to open and you're going to see a new job opportunity begin to come of a major, major airline begin to open for you. I see someone who's been without work for literally 2 years. And it seems like you've been giving resume after resume after resume. It opens now in Jesus' name. And I release it upon you, the same day blessing of God. And you come into the divine release of the supernatural now.
Right now, we release that over you. This is the year of the open door. This is what's taking place. All those doors that have been closed. This is what we're tempted to do, John, because we experienced such rejection, because we went to these places and they didn't open. We just try to find a new place.
Yeah.
And what he's saying is, too, is go back to those doors. Go back, and what an open is going to open. And what door that God opens, no man can close. And what door God closes, no man can open. And this is the year of the open door. I mean, begin to declare it, begin to move in it. I think about Kent Christmas. We're not going to get a chance probably to have his word on, but I want to tell you right now, this is what God said through him. For 2018 to begin, that there's been people that have had their businesses and they've been blessed and they've been doing well in their company and prospering. While you maybe have been struggling, you're wondering, this man and woman, they're not even serving God. They're using it for evil. The Lord says they're caretakers. They've just been caretakers. God's going to transfer businesses over to his people. Mm. Literally, they're going to turn the keys over to his people. And it's just like the whole coming out of Egypt, when Israel was coming out of Egypt, and here they were slaves. But God says, now I want you to go talk to the people that enslaved you and ask them for what they used to have, because they're going to give it to you. Ask them for gold and silver and what they have. And they just gave it. Why? Because God said, this is now. This is happening now. That's how control he is. But Kent Christmas says, literally, I mean, education, same thing. God's going to begin to encounter education. God's going to begin to bring in great release of finance and this the instant in regards to we're used to waiting for the prayer to be answered, that's going to be, which means this, that you can actually look at somebody, and just like when he tells us to go out in the book of Mark, he says, I want you to go pray for people. These signs will follow those that believe in the name of Jesus. You know, you'll lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. You won't have to pray for them 15 times. That God's saying, this is what he's saying. The Lord's saying, you speak healing and instantly, Lord, show me this, John. The Lord showed me in this vision. I was sitting there, had this particular woman's leg, and it was broken. And I was easily praying for her in this vision, and it was just going back into place. And then I grabbed the other leg, and I was going to do the same thing, but it was like almost angels were behind me. They took the back of my arms and just shoved my arm forward, and that leg snapped back into place. I didn't do that now. I'm just saying that the Lord will lead you in this, because he says, if you don't believe what I said, at least believe the miracles that you have seen. You know, and the only thing the enemy can do is imitate, but these are authentic power of God.
You know, we're talking about the year of the open door, and even the Lord just is even reminding me that these doors are opening. God is opening them, but we must walk through them.
Physically,
it's us partnering with what God has established. And I was just reminded of a time when I was playing football. You know, they call it a hole.
Whoa.
Yeah, I did, believe it or not, I didn't do too well. But I'm going to tell you why.
In the natural or in the spiritual?
No, this was in the natural. But I'm going to tell you
Soccer?
What happened. No, real football.
Real football. Well, we have fans all over the place.
Our
community, let's talk about the
American
football.
Okay, this is what happens. The quarterback will give the ball to the running back, and there's a hole that opens.
Uh-huh.
And that guy who has the ball needs to run through the hole. If he doesn't run through the hole, he's not going to move forward.
That's true.
And I think a lot of times God's been giving us the football.
Yeah.
You know, he's been opening the holes, but because of fear, intimidation, not sure what's going to be on the other side of this, we get paralyzed.
And continue with that story. You know, what the players on the teams are doing is there's an adversarial team who wants to take you down.
That's right.
So when God makes a hole for you and a doorway for you, he's blocking the adversary.
Come on.
He's holding the devil back. He can't touch you. Because God's saying, run through this. But you got to have courage. You can't say, well, this might happen, that might happen. You just got to get yardage as much as you can get. And a game is won by 10 yards at a time.
That's
it's not, everything's not the big plays we talk about. But the truth is, somebody who knows how to win a game just gets yardage. And when the hole's for you, when God makes a hole and pushes the enemy back, you literally run through the hole. And this is the year of the open door. We're fixing to go to a break, but I want to say this to you. Listen, maybe, I don't know what your door, what is your door? What's been blocking you? What's been keeping you back? What's been holding you back? We want to hear from you in the community. Take a moment and communicate to us. You know, post your comments. Let us know. And we want to just understand what God's doing, because those are the doors that God's going to open. If that's in alignment with what God is saying, and it's the will of God, what he's doing, he's saying this is the will of the Lord, then we want to hear about that. We want to hear about the doors that are open. Just share in the community. We'll talk back to you. We love talking to you as well. But just post in the comment area. We'd like to just hear what God's doing. It's so encouraging, and somebody else in the community might also talk to you as well.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.